The two guardsmen were identically trim and blue-eyed, though one had blonde hair and the other black. They made up for the color difference by styling their hair the same way. Both of their faces were clear of complexion, subtly sculpted to be the epitome of male good looks. When they caught sight of Grant, their blue eyes widened and then narrowed to slits. Kane hoped they could pass each other without question. The blonde guardsman raised an imperious hand, palm outward.
Halt! What business do you magistrates have at this hour?
It's magistrate business, and none of yours.
If your business is in regard to your commanding officer, then you will share his fate once the Baron hears of this intrusion.
Grant came to a sudden halt, so suddenly that Domi nearly trod on his heels. The guardsman kept his arm extended, his middle finger only 2 inches from Grant's polycarbonate-sheathed chest.
Commanding officer? Salvo?
Who else? Do you entertain the absurd notion of intervening on his behalf with the Lord Baron?
Salvo is here. Explain.
The dark-haired man's eyes flicked away from Grant toward Kane. They passed over Domi and Defour.
Why are magistrates escorting a medic and custodian? You explain.
Of course.
Grant spun toward the second man, positive the first guardsman would hit the floor unconscious. His left leg arced toward the blonde guardsman's crotch. He caught only the briefest of glimpses of the dark-haired man stumbling back a pace, not falling or even appearing to be surprised. The sight shocked Grant, skewing his timing and balance. His boot missed, impacting on the guard's pelvic bone instead. A fist seemed to come from nowhere. Amoeba-shaped floater swam across Grant's eyes, and the not-quite-snug helmet wobbled on his head. Kane could scarcely believe it when Grant went down. The guardsmen moved swiftly, bounding away from one another. All three rounds missed. The black-haired guardsman stumbled, arms windmilling, his boot soles squeaking on the floor, seeking purchase. When the man regained his balance, he rushed toward Kane. He had little time to think and even less to act. Kane hurled himself to one side, away from Domi and Defour, noticing that the blonde man was kicking the fallen Grant. Kane squeezed off another tri-burst at his guard. He weaved and dodged without breaking stride. A bullet ripped a chunk of flesh from the web of the man's left hand, between thumb and forefinger. The baronial guardsman charged into Kane with the full force of his weight, knocking him off his feet. Kane reached for his fallen copperhead and snatched a fistful of uniform jacket sleeve. He tried to drag the man down with him. That was a mistake. The guardsman obligingly allowed himself to be dragged, crashing his body weight against Kane, its full force concentrated in the knee pounding at the center of his abdomen. With a quiver of shock, Kane felt the polycarbonate bend inward at the moment and point of impact. His thoughts wheeled like a flock of panicked birds. The guardsman weighed far more than he guessed, probably tipping the scales at close to 300 pounds of solid muscle. He was incredibly strong, preternaturally swift and agile. With a quiver of loathing, Kane realized the baronial guardsmen were not selected. They were made. Kane's left hand broke upward, clawing at the side of the guard's head. The guardsman did not show pain. Very white and even teeth flashed in a cold, mocking grin. He jammed his thumbs between the underjaw locking guard of Kane's helmet and heaved. As the blonde guardsman's boot snapped toward his face, Grant's hands came together, catching the ankle and twisting savagely. The guardsman spun in the direction of the twist, leaping from the floor in a graceful pirouette. As he revolved in midair, his free foot slashed sideways across Grant's visor. Grant released the ankle, one hand realigning the helmet, the other whipping up his copperhead. The blonde man staggered. The blonde guard clutched at his throat. Gobbets of muscle and tissue tore away. A few globs of blood spewed from his lips, but he didn't fall.